Guess what just arrived? It's my new toy! Oh my god, I'm so excited to use it! It's a wand vibrator. It's supposed to be just about the strongest wireless wand you can get. So it should buzz. It'll probably be really loud. I'm sorry if you don't like the sound, but it should also feel really, really, really good. So maybe I can just drown out the noise. I'm so excited for it. It's heavy. It has like a lot of weight to it. Like I've held dildos that didn't weigh as much as this guy does. And because he's wireless and the way that the handle's designed, it is not meant to be used as a dildo. You should not use sex toys other than the way that they were intended to use. But it is shaped kind of phallic. There's no wire, so the material isn't meant to be inserted, but I could just like slap a condom on it and maybe insert it anyway. And I feel like that would feel really good. The handle's nice and firm and solid. And ice cream shaped part, like the round part, the part that buzzes, zip 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 part. That part, it's very soft. The silicone is very soft, and it's very nice, and it's very heavy, and it's like a little bendy to the left, a little bendy to the right, but it's mostly firm, so I think I could push down on it really hard if that's what I wanted to do. And I am excited to use it. It's a little cold to the touch. It arrived a little cold. But that's okay. I didn't charge it cold, though, because you're not supposed to do that. If you charge toys while they're cold, it'll make the batteries bad, and if it's a lithium ion battery and you charge it while it's cold, you run the risk of damaging it such that it might explode when you use it. So don't do that. I didn't make that mistake because I'm a smart cookie and I want the battery to last a nice long time. So it's here, but it did arrive charged, which I was really surprised by. It arrived completely charged. It's super nice. I'm super excited to use it.
Oh man, I'm excited to use it. Okay,
I should take my shirt off. I already have my pants off. Just gotta take the shirt off. Something else arrived just a little bit sooner. It arrived a few days earlier than my magic wand.
You're a wizard now, Harry!
And it's these, like, nipple sucker thingies, so it, like, psh, and it sucks on your nipples and your breasts, and they feel really good, and I've already played with them a lot. I've played with them so much, and they feel really good, and they make my nipples so sensitive, and I've overplayed with them a little bit, for sure, but I love it. I love how unbelievably sensitive they make my nipples. It feels so good. I'm so aware of them. That after that first night, I like went to bed and I woke up in the morning and they still felt like so sensitive and so stimulated. And I love the feeling. I love being so aware of them when I put my shirt on. And I leave the house and I'm just so aware of my nipples and every little bump and bounce and like shake, and it feels so good. So these were awesome, brilliant choice. Whoever thought to invent them, I'm forever grateful to you. And yeah, they feel nice. Yeah. And so you just put them on the, right over your nipples, and it sucks, and it's pretty good. There's like a point, it's like 3 pumps in, where you start to feel every time you pump it more, but you can pump it a handful times more past that, like, third one. And it has these little wiggly fingers at the end of it. That when you suck your tit into it, they press against your nipple. And the closest thing I know to compare the feeling to is kind of like teeth. When teeth bite your nipple just a little bit. Ooh, it's a really good feeling, though. And, when I was using these the first time, all I could think is how bad I wish that the wand had shown up. Because it would feel so good to just have the wand between my legs, buzzing like crazy. And these, they suck pretty well, but they, like, lose a little bit of suction as time goes on. So you have to keep pumping them periodically while you use them in order to make sure that they stay on nicely. And all I could think is how bad I wished that I had, like, a... That I had the wand between my legs while I was doing this, because I knew that that would feel so good. And I wanted that so bad. And now it's here, so I'm not going to miss my opportunity to pump these as tight as I can. And really enjoy that feeling. And then use the wand. Okay, here we go. Oh my god, it buzzes so hard just from turning it on, just to confirm that it's on. Oh man, I'm so very excited. I don't know what angle I should go for putting it on. I'm afraid to like put it directly on it because I feel like it'll be way too much sensation. Oh man, I'm worried. Because if it's too much, it's like so overwhelming a feeling that gosh, the wand is so big. It goes over halfway down my thigh. There's like 4 inches. I have it pressed right against my clit. And there's like 4 inches from the end of the handle to my knee. All day I've been feeling like my legs are really short. I like sat in some couches and there's like a space between the couches. And if I just like put my legs up exactly directly where it was, it was like a perfect, my legs fit there perfectly and I felt like it made them look so short. Oh man. Okay. I'm nervous. I'm scared of what it's gonna feel like. I wonder if I shouldn't put it directly on to begin with. Maybe I should give it like just a little bit of space.
You only get to use it once. You only get to use it for the first time once. So you gotta make the first time right.
I don't want to do it wrong. But there are so many ways that feel right. Oh, I'm just gonna end up playing with my tits till I come from the holes. Just nervous about using the toy. Dang it. Okay. Okay, I'll hold it. I was gonna just put it between my legs and hold it together with my thighs, but I think I'll hold it so I can pull it right off if it's too much. Okay. Oh, it's deep in the way that it moves, and it lights up. That's interesting. That's super interesting. Okay. Oh, that's weird the way that it, like, lights up. I don't know how I feel about it lighting up. That's strange. Okay. It moves more in, like, the handle of it. Okay.
I was scared for nothing. It's okay. Okay. It's a deep rumble. This is, like, the lowest setting. This is, like, minimum. I'm pretty sure it buzzes more than this just to confirm that it's turned on.
I feel like my arms are shaking. Just trying to, like, hold it. Oh, okay.
If you touch lightly instead of pressing, it moves more.
That's such a very powerful rumble. Yeah, it's such a very powerful rumble. That's so interesting. Oh. Wow, this is a very, like, deep and low stimulation. This is so wild. I feel like my whole thighs are shaking. That's what it feels like to shiver. The way that it's on is nice, though. It feels better if you just barely touch it to it. Okay. Okay. This is like setting 1 out of 10. All right. Wow. That escalates quickly. wanted to edge really slowly, I could do this. This would drive me wild. Oh, if I had it on a setting like this while playing Ambrosia, I don't think I'd be able to play the game. I would just come. That's crazy. It's so much. It is very, very rumbly. People, when I was looking at like what kind of wand to get, people were talking about like rumbly versus buzzy. And all of the vibrating toys I have right now are very buzzy. And I kind of like that. I like that they're buzzy. Because it's more like a tickle. But this one, I see the allure of rumbly. I feel like it's shaking the entirety of the inside of my thighs. All of my pussy. Yeah. Definitely feels like my whole lower half is shaking from it. And like shaking too because of how just how the vibration is. It's really nice. I guess that's good. And it's definitely better if I spread my legs and just barely touch it to it. It's good to like press it in hard. That feels good too. I feel like I could damage the motor if I pushed it in too hard. But to just barely touch it to it is really nice. That's a little bit more of a softer sensation. Just enough to have contact, but not enough to push into it. You know? Like you can rest your hand on your skin, or you can push your fingers into your skin. If I just rested on it, that's where it feels the best. That's really nice. Okay, that's good. I just want to enjoy it on this setting. I could really come on this setting if I wanted to. That's wild. If I just played with my tits more, I think, and it was on nothing but this. Oh, it drives me wild, but I could come just like this. Oh, this feels really good. The light biting sensation on my nipples. Oh, it's really nice. Oh, this is really pleasant. Wow, I could really slowly masturbate like this for a long time. I think if I ever wanted to make an audio that was really, really long and really slow and drawn out, it would just be the sounds of this. A little bit of moaning, a little bit of shuffling. The occasional sound of me pumping my own breasts and that buzzing in the background. Edging me and teasing me. Oh man, it feels really good. And it's such a lesson in self-restraint. I have to hold on and not push in too hard, because if I push in too hard, it doesn't buzz as well as it does if I push just a little. So it's good to compensate by just being rough around my chest and my tits. Oh, that's really good. That's really, really good. Oh man, this is very good. I might be just a little greedy. I want to turn it up. I know I could finish like this, and I want to turn it up. I want to feel all the settings. Oh, wow. I feel like it goes deeper when you do it a little faster. Like the buzzing penetrates deeper into my kitty. It's nice. It's really nice. Oh, this would be torture to be edged with, though. How horrible that would be. Man, it really makes me want to be tied down. Tight spread eagle to a bed. Hands and legs cuffed to the bed frame. Legs spread. And this just barely taped against me. Just on one of these low settings, etching forever. Until I'm pushed into a climax that I can't really resist. That's what the sensation makes me think of. Being edged and teased and pushed into a climax that you couldn't possibly resist. Wanting more. Aching for more. Craving more. And then being denied any more than exactly what you currently have. And your body just slowly getting more and more and more sensitive to it. Just slowly getting more and more and more and more and more sensitive to it as time goes on because of how effective it is. Because of how much of your body it moves when it buzzes. It's like it turns on all of your nerves, lights them on fire, wakes them up, and makes you want more. Yeah, it'd be really evil to edge somebody with a toy like this. This is like 40% maybe? Oh, wow. I can't hold still like this. It's like my hips are flinching because it's too much. It's too much. Maybe 55%. 60. That's a lot. That's a lot of feeling. It feels really good. And you can push into it more. And it still feels really buzzy. I don't think I have the self-restraint to pull it off and just barely touch it to me. I can only imagine how overwhelming that would feel. Really very good. Barely touching it is too much. It almost doesn't feel good. Oh, but pushing it in deeper. That's what the higher levels are for. Going harder. Oh, man. It's making more than just my thighs shake. Even my ass is buzzing from the way that it moves. Oh, this is really good. Oh, man. It's making my pussy ache, though. My pussy feels so empty like this. My God. Oh, my God. Oh, man. It's like it's on fire. God, I wish I had something in me so bad. Oh, it would feel so good to be being pounded like this. It buzzes so hard, I can feel it in my room, I swear to God. If the guy had his cock inside of me, he'd be able to feel it vibrating against my clit, I'm sure of it. My whole hips are shaking from the force of the vibration. That's really good. It's really, really good. Oh, this is maybe 80%. Fuck, it's good though. It's so good. Oh, no, come on. Hang on, sunshine, hang on. Just a little more, just a little more. Oh, fuck, 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 fuck. This is a really good feeling.
Oh, this is a really good feeling. Oh, no. Oh, dear. Oh, let's just do 100%. Fuck. That's too much. God, my pussy feels empty. I want to go again, but I'm afraid of breaking myself. I'm gonna end up frying my brain like this.